Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing a series, a 60-part series on the character of Jesus. And today, we reach part 47. I just wanted to tell you this as before we go on, that right after I finish this particular series and we get to part 60, I'm going to be doing a 40-part series on trust, trusting in the Lord. And I'm looking forward to that. This one, though, today is simply titled Dependable. And if you go with me to Scripture, Colossians, the first chapter, and we'll go from verse 10, it says this: "Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better." Jesus had a wonderful character of being dependable. You could depend on him. You still can depend on our Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never ever leave your side. Do you understand what that means? To be dependable in this way. And beloved, as we look at the character of Jesus and all these wonderful facets to his character, and we can see how many good things there are, we need to learn ourselves to have that same sort of characteristic. And I would love to know that I am dependable. Someone that you can rely on. Jesus is always someone you can rely on. He will never leave you nor forsake you, as I've said. And that, to me, is a huge bonus. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever problems you have, whatever trouble you're in, he's there with you in that trouble. He doesn't leave you. He doesn't say, okay, when you've got rid of all that trouble, I'll be over here waiting for you, so when you come back, you'll be fine. I had a picture in my mind some years ago when I was going through a very difficult time, and I was in the mud and the mire. Psalm 40 tells you all about being in the mud and the mire. And there I was in the mud and the mire. And I was trying to find my Jesus. Because I know my Lord wears white raiments, and they are as white, as white, as white as snow. And I felt myself being supported, and as I turned round, I could see the Lord, but I couldn't see his raiments. The reason was, his raiments were covered in the mud and the mire where I was, because instead of him waiting out of the pit, he was in the pit with me, holding me under my arms. You see, he was covered in that mud and that mire because he was there with me, holding me up and supporting me, waiting for me to make a decision that actually I wanted to get out of this pit. And when I made that decision, he pulled me out of the pit. That is what I'm trying to say, beloved. He is so dependable. And although our Lord Jesus is dependable, we must be the same. It's no good you making a decision in your life that you want to help someone, and as you continue to help that person, it gets a little bit too much. It's too hard. And so therefore you want to just say, no, I can't deal with this anymore. This person has got so many problems. I just can't deal with them any longer. And I'm going to turn my back on them and go elsewhere and help someone else. No. You haven't been called to do that. You can't say to someone, I'm going to leave you and work on somebody else, but I'm trusting that the Lord will pick you up. That's not being dependable. And actually, as I'm saying these words, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you do. I know that someone listening to this broadcast right now is listening now intently because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've done just that. somebody that you were helping a little while ago became too much of a challenge for you. And you said, Lord, I can't do this any longer. I can't help this person any longer. Whatever I say, whatever I do, this person is a drain on me and I can't do it. And you turned your back on that person and walked away. And I believe the Lord is saying to you right now, that's not what I called you to do. That is not what I called you to do. What I called you to do was to be a help for that person. And yes, says the Lord, I will help you in it. But that is what I've called you to do. We have to be dependable, beloved. We cannot turn our backs on problems when they come up just because we think they're too difficult to deal with. Paul's saying to the church in Colossus, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And that's one of the things that we've got to do. We've got to honor and please the Lord in whatever He has given us to do. And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. And when we turn our backs on what we have been called to do, we are no longer dependable, beloved. And that is something that the Lord wants to deal with. He wants to deal with it right now. He wants to deal with it at this very moment in time. Because dependability is a watchword in what we do and what we say and how we say it and how we do it. I can remember some years ago, my wife was dealing with a woman that had some serious, serious problems. In fact, she came out of a satanic coven. And I can remember many times she was saying, I can't deal with this any longer. It's just too much. It's draining me. And I remember us discussing this and realizing that she had to see it through to the end. She had to keep on going. And she did just that. Beloved, there is no way that we cannot be dependable. Sometimes, some people think that they are so high and mighty that no longer do they deal with the general public because they're too important. How sad that is. That is not being dependable. That's not what our Lord Jesus Christ did. Our Lord Jesus Christ was followed by hundreds of thousands of people all the time, but He didn't turn His back on them ever. He was dependable and always will be dependable. And I'll reiterate what He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, says Jesus. And I know that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So if you are having problems dealing with somebody and being dependable for that person, then all I can say is you need to pray with me right now. And I believe the Lord will give you the strength to continue. Just pray these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have turned my back upon those who have depended on me. I ask you to forgive me and to restore me, Lord, and give me the strength that I need to continue in the work you've called me to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, just pray now for more dependability in your life. And pray now that the Lord would increase the love that He has for you, pouring into your life now. In Jesus' mighty name. May His name be glorified in all of the earth forever and ever and ever.